Moles again. Father Tim Cavanaugh stood on the front steps of the yellow house and looked with dismay at the mounds of raw earth disgorged upon his frozen March grass. Holes pocked the lawn, causing it to resemble a lunar surface. Berms of dirt crisscrossed the yard like stone walls viewed from an Irish hilltop. He glanced across the driveway to the rectory, once his home and now his rental property, where the pesky Talpiddy were entertaining themselves in precisely the same fashion. Indeed, they had nearly uprooted Helene Pringle's modest sign, "Lessons for the Piano, Inquire Within." It slanted drunkenly to the right. Year after year, he'd tried his hand at mole removal remedies, but the varmints had one-upped him repeatedly. In truth, they appeared to relish coming back for more, and in greater numbers. He walked into the yard and gave the nearest mound a swift kick. Blast moles to the other side of the moon, and leave it to him to have a wife who wanted them caught in traps and carted to the country where they might frolic in a meadow among buttercups and bluebells. And who was to do the catching and carting? Yours truly. He went inside to his study and called the hard-to-beat hardware in Wesley, believing since childhood that hardware stores somehow had the answers to life's more vexing problems. "Voles!" exclaimed the hardware man. "What most people have got is voles. They just think they're moles." "Uh-huh. What voles do is eat the roots of your plants, chow down on your bulbs and all. Have your bulbs bloomed the last few years?" "Why, yes, yes, they have." The hardware man sighed. "So maybe it is moles. Well, they're in there for the grubs, you know. What you have to do is kill the grubs." "I was thinking more about taking out the moles." "Can't do that no more. State law." Even the government had jumped on the bandwagon for moles, demonstrating yet again what government had come to in this country. "So, how do you get rid of grubs?"
"Poison."
"I see. Course, some say don't use it if you got dogs and cats. You got dogs and cats?"
"We do."
He called Dora Pugh at the hardware on Main Street.
"Whirligigs," said Dora. "You know those little wooden propeller-like things on a stick? Old man Mueller used to make 'em. They come painted and all, to look like ducks and geese and whatnot. When the wind blows, their wings fly around. That's the propellers. And the commotion sends sound waves down their tunnels and chases 'em out. But you have to use a good many whirligigs."
He didn't think his wife would like their lawn studded with whirligigs.
"Plus, there's something that works on batteries that you stick in the ground. Only thing is, I'd have to order it special, which takes 6 weeks, and by then..."
"They'd probably be gone anyway."
"Right,"
said Dora, clamping the phone between her left ear and shoulder while bagging seed corn. He queried Percy Mosley, longtime proprietor of the Main Street Grill.
"What can you do to get rid of moles?"
Percy labeled this a dumb question.
"Catch 'em by the tail and bite their heads off is what I do."
On his way to the post office, he met Jean Bolick leaving the annual sale on boiled wool items at the Irish Woolen Shop. Jean's brain tumor, inoperable because of its location near the brain stem, had caused him to teeter as he walked, a sight Father Tim did not relish seeing in his old friend and parishioner.
"Look here," Jean held up a parcel. "Cardigan sweater with leather buttons, 50% off. And another 20% today only. Better get in there while the getting's good."
"No thanks. The Busy Fingers crowd in Whitecap knitted me a cardigan that will outlast the Sphinx. Tell me, buddy, do you know anything about getting rid of moles?"
"Moles? My daddy always hollered in their holes, and they took off every which way."
"What did he say when he hollered?" Jean cleared his throat, tilted toward Father Tim's right ear, and repeated the short but fervent litany. "My goodness," said the earnest gardener, blushing to the very roots of what hair he had left.